Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, hookers and porn stars, sirens of summer, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma Ramadama, Buddha, baby. But one thing we know, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women!
I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant, your mistress of the airwaves. And tonight, if you're listening to us live, or if you're fortunate enough to be watching us on DrSusanBlock.tv, it's a sizzling hot summer night. Hurricanes are off in the distance, and the heat waves are upon us, and the sirens of summer are calling us, seducing us into their waves of dangerous but delicious pleasure. Gotta have pleasure on a hot night like tonight. Gotta turn up the heat in a different way. And we're gonna do that with our sizzling hot sirens of summer, starting with our Destiny. Destiny Dixon.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Susie One.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you. I've been meeting you in the Twitterverse.
Yes.
Yeah. So now I have you in the Glitterverse.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like I should introduce your glitter sister right away, too. It's right here next to you. And this is Angela Summers, speaking of sizzling sirens of summer. You are that.
Thank you.
Yes, you are. And you just seem like siren sisters there, don't you? You really do.
We have a lot of sexual chemistry. We do.
Yeah, you do. You have a lot of sexual chemistry. You're not actual sisters, though.
We are not sisters.
Oh, right.
Just
but you
lesbian
just
lovers.
Seem like that, yep. You know. There's a little bit of that, you know, taboo, dangerous feeling about you. Yeah. And that glitter is just mesmerizing. Right, right. And you're kind of into dangerous fun, you know.
I am.
Cycling and stunt riding,
yes.
Stuff like that.
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
I'm a professional street bike motorcycle stunt rider. I've been doing it professional for about 6 years. I got into it from drag racing with my dad. And there was always bikes at the conventions, the meetings. And I wanted something faster, you know. Mm. After driving cars your whole life with your dad, you're like, what's faster? Like, is there anything better than this?
Speed is an aphrodisiac. And,
yeah, it is. It's an adrenaline rush. Almost as good as sex. Mm. Like, almost. Like, I don't know what's better, sex or an adrenaline rush, you know, I mean, with stunt riding, but that's how I got into it, is originally from drag racing cars.
Ah, and so you're also a porn star?
I'm an adult star. I've never been mainstream. I do all my own stuff. I'm more of a online webcam model, adult model, I like to say, because I've never been in a movie, so I don't like to say I'm a porn star.
Hmm.
I think I'm an adult star.
Well, you're certainly a porn star on Twitter. You've got a big following.
I do.
You do. And you know,
I think it's my stunt writing and with my website and the webcamming.
A lot of sex going on.
A lot of sex.
Do you ever have sex on your cycle?
I've never had sex on my cycle.
No?
Sad to say.
No, that is. That's something you've got to film.
I need to try that.
I mean,
it's pretty dangerous already.
Yeah, it is dangerous already. But you've got to do it in an easy drive or something.
Yeah, fucking up in the midair. That'd
be
hot.
Yeah, absolutely. At least naked. Have you done one naked?
I've never rode the motorcycle. I've had so many bad concussions, surgeries, accidents, broken tailbones.
Aww.
I've never even thought about riding naked.
Wow.
I'm like, maybe I should try that one day, right? It's dangerous enough
with all
your gear.
Well, just ride down the driveway naked, right? And do a lot of shooting back and forth.
That would probably be really
ride
hot.
Ride around in a parking lot naked, you know?
Yeah, something that would probably
easy.
Be really hot, though.
Yeah.
I've never thought
like
of
that.
It like that. Like, I've never thought about riding naked.
Well, I'm glad I could give you an idea in the first 10 minutes of the show.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, what ideas can I give you, Angela?
Oh, dear.
Mm.
Go right
dear,
ahead.
Dear. Now, that's a little bunny around your neck, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Right, and you're a little bunny, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What is your... You're a Playboy something.
Cyber girl.
Cyber girl, right. Playboy has a lot of different types of bunnies and girls, and this is a cyber girl. And what is a cyber girl as opposed to a bunny or a centerfold or something?
Centerfold is the centerfold of Playboy magazine.
Right.
Cyber girl is the either.
Can you get a little closer to your mic?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's either
do cyber girls give head to microphones?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They need to get naughtier.
Oh,
by the way.
Yes. Okay.
They're just too not naughty. Mm. But I'm probably the naughtiest cyber girl out there.
Are you?
Yes.
Most of them just go horseback riding.
They just get naked.
And they get naked. They do it
That's
all naked, though. They would be riding the
motorcycle. Would you like the fuck?
Yeah.
You do.
I love women, and I love being naked in very sexual ways, not in the Playboy-esque way. I like to spread it. I like to get very naughty. So I'm not exactly the exact Playboy model as they would hope I would be, but...
Well, you're the all-American girl-looking Playboy model. I think that's what you've got that's very Playboy-esque, is that all-American look.
Thank you.
Which could also be Scandinavian or actually,
yes.
Who knows, could be African.
Yeah, this is true.
I never know. But anyway, okay, so you're more than Playboy, but yes. You've got their ears around your neck.
I do.
So, okay.
I wear it proudly.
Okay, well, all right. And you're wearing that glitter proudly, but hopefully you won't be wearing it much longer.
I hope not. I hope not.
Very nice.
I'm waiting to suck on these titties all night.
Beautiful.
Okay, we'll put those away for now.
Okay, let me introduce the other guests. But that was a really nice preview.
They're sexy.
Coming attraction. Getting hot here. All right, Kiki Dare.
Hello.
Hello, Kiki. How you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome.
I have a drink in my hand.
Yeah.
I'm here. It's
yes,
fantastic.
You are. You were rushing and okay, well, good. Well, we have you at the stripper pole table because you didn't you used to be a stripper?
I've danced for years on
and off.
You
still do?
Occasionally.
You do. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a short pole, but, you know, it's a long walk up a short pole. So what do you do? What are you emphasizing these days?
I am returning to filming adult.
Filming adult?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey. We like to call it adult these days, not porn.
Porn, fuck movies, whatever you want to call it.
Fuck movies, okay.
Yeah, fuck
yeah. Whatever you want to call it. If it involves holes, I'm there.
Holes.
Stuffing holes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yes, we must clarify that.
Your own holes or other holes? Other people's holes.
Oh, well, there's got to be other people involved.
Other people.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean,
takes two to tango, right?
Yeah. Well, at least two.
So do you like guys or girls or both?
Both.
Any preference?
Oh, man, if the chemistry's there, I really don't have a preference. It's all about the chemistry first.
Okay. Yeah. So shemales are also game.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, beautiful women are definitely game.
Mm-hmm. All right, so my next guest is a little different than a porn star, a different kind of sex star, I guess. Different, I mean, adult, totally adult, right?
Yes.
This is Bethany St. James.
Hello, hi.
And she is a prostitute activist.
Mm-hmm. I'm a legal prostitute, and I'm also an activist for legal regulated brothels and condom advocacy as well.
I should have added that legal in there.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of prostitutes that aren't legal, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you're working to legalize prostitution or decriminalize, should we say?
No, I'm not in support of decriminalization. I support legal regulated brothels.
Legal regulated brothels.
Yes, I've come up with this term so that it's all covered. I mean, I believe that prostitution should be legal, but I think it should be in a house setting where you have to have a license, mandatory testing, you know, taxes, you know, that sort of thing, because, I mean, the economy can benefit tenfold by it being regulated that way. If you decriminalize it, there's no way to regulate it. It's just going to be chaos at that point. So, yeah, and it keeps girls safe, you know, keeps everybody safe environment, safe place to play for men, women, couples. You can go and experiment in a safe house. You know you're not going to catch anything, and everybody's having a good time. They're all on the same page.
Wow. Woo. All right. You're quite a promoter for this.
Very nice.
So now, you work at a particular brothel.
I do. I work at Sherry's Ranch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sherry's Ranch. Oh.
Yes.
You know, a sex therapy client of mine just told me he went there.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a very nice, what do you call her, working girl? Or
yes, working girl, prostitute.
Prostitute.
Yeah,
I mean, what?
It's fine. Courtesan, whichever you prefer.
Courtesan.
Those
are all mouthfuls.
Yes.
Hooker is so much easier
to say,
right?
Well, we're good at mouthfuls.
I'm sorry.
I have no problem with hooker either.
Okay. You know, I know when I was doing HBO's Cat House, they said they wanted to be called working girls over up at Dennis Hoff's Bunny Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
They prefer that term, working girls.
It's actually a really nice environment to work in.
Have you worked there?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a combination porn star, adult star.
I've done a little bit of everything in the business at this
point. What do we want to call this? Hooker?
Entrepreneur?
I don't care, whatever.
Sexual entrepreneur, right.
There we go.
Need key words, though.
I like love broker.
Love broker.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you also do films or no?
No, it's funny. Everybody thinks I have. I've done them for private collectors. There's been talk, but I've decided that I don't think I'm going to. My client base kind of tends to like me all for themselves. So I can talk about it all I want to, but they don't necessarily want to see me on film doing it. So,
yes. No film.
I specialize in GFE, so they kind of like my...
The girlfriend experience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
they get a little territorial, which is fine because I'm submissive, so I don't mind.
Well, what if what if one of them hired you to make a film?
Well, I mean, you know, that would be something completely different. That would be something in my private life. It wouldn't necessarily be on the shelf, you know.
But what if one of I'm always a what if. What if you had a client who was also a porn producer or adult film producer, and he hired you for a few hours and made a film?
Well, that's where my pro-condom stance comes in, is that it would have to be with a condom. So most they don't want a condom. There's actually only one company that shoots primarily condom-friendly porn. So.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure you could use a condom in my fantasy of this this thing. But yeah, okay, so you only...
Tell me more about your fantasy.
Well, my fantasy is that some porn producer would see your potential and would shoot... would hire you for, mm-hmm. you know, whatever your going rate is, would go up to the, you know, Sherry's Ranch and...
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, that is on my menu.
And then film you.
So, sure, I mean, that would be considered within the brothel,
and then post,
you know,
it.
World. Oh, I'd be mad.
So they're not allowed to do that?
No, that would be invading my privacy. I wouldn't care for that too much.
I see.
Yeah,
mm.
yeah.
And is that, that's only because of your clients, or is that because of your...
Oh, no, I mean, I grew up in the industry. Both of my parents were in the adult industry. It's all I've ever known. I mean, my mother was in porn. My father
oh, really?
Owned Gentlemen's Club. So I'm a lifelong adult
okay.
entertainment
so
child.
Okay, this is just your kind of style, your...
Yeah, it's just my
everyone's
style.
Everyone's got a style.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it, you know. I mean, I've been given the offers and stuff, so I've just, it's just not my thing. I'd rather just travel the country talking about being a nice little dirty girl.
Okay.
I love her accent.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, where
it's beautiful.
Are you from,
it's beautiful.
Louisiana and Georgia.
So it is so sexy.
Thank you.
I was like, she sounds so innocent, but yet she's so naughty.
You have no idea.
Essence of that Southern belle mystique.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And those of you who are just listening, you can't see that she's wearing this lovely little Southern belle over the shoulder little dress
yes.
thing
yes.
for the summertime.
For the summertime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So next to Bethany is the prodigal daughter has returned, Aphrodisiac. Welcome
Hello.
Back.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, thank
so you look very spiffy and snappy
well, I
tonight,
thank you.
All
I
boyed
try to,
out.
I try to dress up for you.
Yeah,
so,
good,
yeah.
good. Yeah, you're very, you know, in the boy mode tonight. You
yes.
think there would be a lot of hot
I'm in,
girls.
This is my lazy.
Uh-huh.
This is my lazy.
Oh, this is lazy.
Well,
when
it's a little easier.
Boys are
I figure.
Lazy, right?
Well, it's easier to dress as boy than when I
then,
get dressed up as girl.
Or a sailor like you did
yes.
last time. That
yes.
was pretty hot.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So the tie is cute, you know.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the whole thing. So you missed our motor coach tour.
I
know,
did.
Obama's big motor coach.
I did.
But your girlfriend went with us.
Yes.
Did you watch the video yet?
I did, and
yeah.
I heard all the gossip.
Yeah.
Well, which means the not the gossip, but I mean the going ons, whatever mm-hmm. the things that happened.
Yeah.
On the motor coach and beyond. So
uh-huh.
I was disappointed to miss it, but.
Yeah.
But I had things to take care of.
Well, we had a great time.
I
as,
saw.
As you can see.
and, I saw that.
Well, there'll be other motor coach tours. We are.
Hopefully.
We have Obama's former campaign bus.
Yeah, 2000.
Awesome.
When was it? 2009?
He ran in 2008.
Yes.
Yeah,
8, 9. 8.
Yeah, so this
yes.
was his campaign bus. But they've converted and now
have and they have a stripper pole.
They have a stripper pole
in the middle of the bus.
It's pretty damn hot.
It's quite hot. It's huge.
It's hot.
It's gigantic and very comfy. And anyway, we partied on it on our way to the Girls and Corpses party. So sirens. You know the myth of the sirens, right? Do you know the myth of the sirens? The siren myth. I believe it's an ancient Greek myth, and it says that there are these ladies, these kind of goddesses that are out in the islands in very rough waters at sea, and they're very, very beautiful, and they sing. That's the call of the sirens. And when sailors hear their voices, it's irresistible. And then when they see them, they have no choice. They must just jump into the sea to swim to them. And it looks easy. It looks like they can just swim a few laps and they're there. But the currents always pull them away and smash them against the rocks. And that's what happens to the sirens. And this hero, this Greek hero, Ulysses, he was so intrigued by the sirens because no man had ever heard the voices of the sirens and lived. And he wanted to hear them. So he had this idea. That's why he was called Wily Ulysses. And he stopped up the ears of all of his sailors so that they could row without hearing the sirens. And He told them to look down and not look at them. But he wanted to see them and hear them. So he had them tie him to the mast of the ship. A little bondage there, you know. So that he could hear the sirens. And he told them, no matter how much I scream and protest, don't let me go. And he got to hear the sirens, and oh my God, they just drove him just crazy. It is such an orgasmic story in Greek mythology.
Is that from the Odyssey?
Yes, from the Odyssey, yeah. Right.
Well, I used to live on the island where the siren lived.
Did you really?
And the sailors that made it to land would be turned into wild boar.
That was a whole other myth, the myth of Circe.
Right, Circe.
Circe.
La Magicice.
Circe the magician. She was related to the sirens. But yeah, if they actually, some of Ulysses' guys did make it to another island where Circe turned them all into pigs.
That's actually where I lived. And when you saw when you saw it from the ocean.
That explains some things.
From the Mediterranean, on a foggy morning, the mountain looks like a beautiful woman lying down.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. And at night, she moans and groans. And even to this day, all the wild boar go running around the mountain.
Yeah.
And all the people, the gardeners and everybody, they leave when the sun sets before the moaning starts. And it's really from the ocean and the caves. It's beautiful.
Yes. There's a lot of beauty associated with sirens and a lot of danger. Right. Yeah. So I'm looking at my Sparkle Girls, and I'm just wondering if you would like to get the agua ritual started early. You don't know what it is.
Hell yes.
But hell's to the end anyway.
I don't know what it is, but I want it.
All right. Well, this is our favorite drink here at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy.
Cocoa herbal liquor.
Agua de Bolivia, cocoa leaf liqueur. It is made from the cocoa leaf, and yet it is perfectly legal. And what you do is, well, I'm going to pour you a shot, each of you, all of you.
Oh God, here we go.
She pours shots like I do. That's like good. Awesome. Yeah. She didn't like overflow the shot glass.
Okay, don't drink it yet. Don't drink it yet. There's a ritual here to the drink.
We catch it on fire or anything?
That could be a ritual.
Oh, it's that strong.
Okay, so here's what you do. You take this salt,
okay,
and you put it on a body part.
Okay.
Preferably the titties. That's usually what works. And Yep. So you can both do each other.
Do I have to lick it to stick it first?
You should lick it first so that the salt sticks. Right, here we go. There we go. Get it nice and wet. That's right. Wet that nice big nipple, and now it's getting hard. Nice. These ladies have done it before. Well, not the agua ritual, but
say my first rodeo.
Nipple sucking. Oh, yeah, look at this. What a difference a suck makes.
Yes.
And here we go. A little salt.
What kind of salt is
that? This is lime salt, actually.
Salt?
A lime salt. So
I'm going to do the bitter lime salt face.
Are you sure it's salt?
Okay.
All right. So now you have to lick the salt, and then you do your shot. So there you go.
I'm the worst shot drinker ever.
That's a big shot.
Well, you don't have to drink the whole thing. Okay. At once. And you just have to do the other nipple. There we go. Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Jello.
It tastes like Jello.
Jello. Well, a certain type of Jello,
like
I guess.
Lime Jello.
Lime Jello, right.
Like lime.
It's sweet.
Alcohol
and
Jello.
Yummy. All right.
It smells good.
Do I get the other nipple or is it her turn?
I think it's her turn now, and then you get the other nipple. I think you should give her a turn. There we go.
Which one? Air B. Mm. A? B?
Staring at you.
And here we go. Now we have
also Dr. Susie. You got Angela
Summers. Angela Summers is preparing her nipples here, the nipples of Destiny Dixon, for a luscious little salt lick of lime salt.
The whole damn lime.
Yeah, it's very salty. That's true.
It's good though.
I think it
bit the taste.
And then
for sure.
The actual agua will cut the salt taste. Do you want one?
A smidge. I'm just curious what it tastes like. All right.
I think the salt makes it better. I think it's pretty good. It's like, it's kind of, it goes from like liquor to.
Oh, this is good.
She's like, I'm on it.
Mm.
Bye.
Perfect. Oh. Yeah, she's having it. Okay. So now, if you want, you can do the next nipple or whatever.
It kind of tastes like...
Just can keep going here.
It kind of tastes like Jell-O.
And I need... let's see. Okay, here. This is the little one. Do you want one?
I will. I'll actually demonstrate a shiver shot.
You will demonstrate. You're not going
to... I got to see this. I'm going to see it.
Drink one.
Oh, no.
You are going to
drink one.
You are going to drink one. So what are you going to do?
Would you like a shiver
shot?
Why are
you looking at me like that?
A shiver shot.
It's called a shiver shot.
People call it different things. I mean, some people call it body shots, and we just call them agua shots, but shiver shot. Has anyone else ever heard that?
Shiver shot.
No. You say it with such authority.
I forgot to lick her nipple.
Oh, it's something that a friend of mine in Texas made up.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, you're certainly promoting like, shiver shots.
tequila toe shots, Susie?
Yeah, tequila toe shots is another thing. You could always do it off of feet as well. But boobs are usually very convenient here on the show because you don't have to change position. But, you know, we do foot fetish. You know, you can do it off the ass. You can do it off, you know, whatever.
Okay, you just have to tell me what I'm doing.
I love hers.
Oh, my.
What is going on here?
I don't know, but I like it so far.
That salt's falling off.
Oh, I'm a fan of the shiver shot. Oh, that's nice. She needs more.
So she's doing it on the neck, which is sending shivers. I see. The idea is to send shivers down the back.
I like that.
Oh, that's very sensual.
She's sending shivers down your back, aphrodisiac?
That is sexy. I think we should try that.
Sending shivers down more than my back, y'all.
Oh, now she's lifting.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, right there.
Nice.
Nicely done.
That's a bar trick that she did there. Yeah.
That was
very nicely done.
Nicely done.
You want to shiver
and
me,
that's
too?
That's what they call a shiver shot.
I don't think I can do it.
You want me to fill that up again? You can do it. They want it, too.
Come over here and shimmy me.
She needs one.
Oh, you need one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm out of the woods.
So we're doing shiver shots all around now. Everybody gets a shiver shot.
I was kind of jealous. What kind of sensual and sexy?
No, it's very
sensual. Like a four-way shimmer shot.
She does it so good. I want to watch it up close.
So what do you think of this, Bethany?
I think it's very sexy.
Yeah. Do you also do women in your
practice?
Oh,
absolutely.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I say practice. Happily. Like you're a therapist.
I am a bit of a therapist, though.
Yes, of course.
You know.
Yes, I think you
Many of my
are.
Clients don't necessarily have sex. Horny. We just do fetish play or, you know.
That's a good thing.
Right. Well, now you can do this agua salt ritual with them,
too. This is
very
sexy.
You know, I mean, if it's an icebreaker,
It as is. They say. I think I should adopt this.
Uh-huh.
I may have to borrow the shiver shot from Kiki.
Oh, and the way she sticks the glass between the boobs is very...
It's very erotic.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just licking away. And she looks so collegiate with her glasses on and her little T-shirt. Whoa.
Wow.
So soon she's going to have enough of that agua in her system that her clothes are going to come off.
That is hot.
That was good. That was so hot. That was very impressive.
I'm like,
you guys like it.
Impressive.
It was sensual as
very
well.
Very nicely done.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
All right, now it's my turn.
You guys have a new project.
You have your choice, darling. Yeah.
You've got a message here.
I've got a message. Okay. Porn star fan, a.k.a. Panty Boy, wants to say hi to everybody and see panties. Okay. So we're going to have a little show of panties now. He's very interested in Angela's panties.
Oh.
I mean, he's interested in everyone's panties, don't get me wrong. But he has specifically requested to
Angela's
see Angela's
panties.
First.
Oh, ooh. Let's see those panties.
Okay, Angela.
I'm glad I wore cute panties.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
Oh, nice.
Look at those.
You can't lose
panties.
With lace.
Very nice.
Oh, that's very nice. And what they're encasing is
it's
even nicer.
Thank you.
very warm and nice. Now, aw, that looks so cute.
They fit.
And you're going to give these panties to Panty Boy, right?
If he wants them, yes.
Oh, he wants them.
He wants them.
You have no idea how much he wants them. And we have emergency panties if you want to wear.
She never wears panties.
I don't.
I'm surprised she wore some tonight.
Oh, well, she wore them for Panty Boy because it's his special night.
That's funny. Even Dr. Susie is prepared for the hurricane.
I am. I went and bought it. You know, other people buying out flashlights and water. I was buying out
flesh
all the panties.
Flashlights,
lubricants, and panties.
You like panties? I got those.
So this is my prize. These are lovely Angela Summers panties.
Thank
Look
you.
At that.
You're like, those are my panties.
Oh, which
in
one
front of everybody.
You pick some, or you want to be pantyless? You could pick some.
Oh, I get to pick.
Yeah, there's all different colors.
Mm. Wait, hold on.
Let's see which.
Yeah, I had to push a lot of old ladies out of the way to get those.
She has the tiniest little pussy.
There was a run on them.
Like so, and it, like if you see the crease from her ass to her pussy, it's so amazing.
Wow, I might have to ask her to bend over a little bit farther.
I think you should. I think you should like bend over and pick up your panties.
Dark Angel.
You should show everybody what you're working with over there.
Dark Angel is telling us on Twitter. He's another fan of the show. That we all look amazing tonight. So
aww,
let's give some applause
thank you.
To all of us for being amazing. Okay, thank you.
Thank
Dark
you, Dark Angel.
Angel.
I appreciate that.
Okay, but back to Panty Boy. He would like to see some other panties now. Mm. So, Destiny, you have some interesting panties on.
I wore crotchless panties tonight.
Well, that's very interesting.
I was feeling so naughty. I thought, like, what if I want to fuck really fast and I can't take them off fast enough? So,
jeez. Well, you know,
I thought, like, I should wear crotchless panties for Panty Boy.
So, I think so.
I think you need to see these crotchless
have a look
panties.
At these.
They're pretty hot when you bend over.
Wow.
It's like
wow.
Instant pussy.
Whoa, look. What, no, don't take them off yet. Because, you know, you don't have to take these off is the whole idea.
I know.
You, it's like one of those things.
If you, you could even get in the pussy if you want without even taking them off.
It's wet. My pussy
I think
is
she
wet.
Wants you to get in there. I think she wants some sort of acknowledgement of her pussy being...
It is. My pussy is so wet right now.
It is. Oh, it You've is. Been at Exotica all day.
That's the problem.
With all these fans.
All these hot girls around me all day.
Hot girls and horny fans. Right. Ooh. And we
yes,
have a little
I'm
cunnilingus going on. Tongue fucking. Mm. Yes. These. Well, I must say, these crotchless panties, I mean, there's some panty there, but they're
right?
very convenient.
Crotchless panties are sexy.
They are very sexy. They have.
Dr. Susie, could you move that basket and that bottle?
Enough panty.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
See, I think you need to go get yourself some of the remote-controlled panties.
Mm. Oh, the battery-operated.
You can get those at a toy store, yeah.
Let me see the front. Let me see the front.
Whoa.
Now, the front looks just like regular panties. Look how
it's
cute.
It's like one of those things where you want to take your wife
Oh,
her
look at these. Now, we've got to get some more shots of these. Mm-hmm. These are just divine, cute little
it
panties.
Pops out the pink.
Mm. I don't know. We have to think of something to penetrate you with.
Oh. Well.
Oh.
Well.
Oh, look at that smile.
Right here.
She already knows what
as
she wants.
Say
it on the microphone.
I can penetrate her if you guys don't mind.
I think I don't mind at all. I might want you to come up here
for
that.
I gotta warn you guys.
You can do it there.
She makes me squirt a lot.
Okay, we have a blanket for that. We have the squirting mat.
I never hit the target. It's always over the target.
Yeah,
that's okay, too.
We've gone crazy.
It's a hot night. Everybody needs to get wet. So
shall we?
Come on up here. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, shit. You're about to get drenched.
Okay. You know?
Okay. I'm going to try to aim in your mouth.
Okay.
So.
Somebody get a mic for Dr. Susie.
Mic.
Guys.
Here's the mic right here.
Passion. Can you grab the mic for her?
Okay. So, Destiny Dixon.
Just take it off the.
In her crotchless panties and her glitter is ascending.
Bring it around the front. Thank
the bed.
You.
Oh, here we go. And Angela Summers.
Those are nice.
Those are nice.
Panties.
I concur.
Yeah.
That's good.
Instant access panties.
These are very much instant access panties. Definitely. Very, very nice. All right. What do you think, ladies? You've got the best view.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
What do you think your clients would think of this view?
Oh, they would be more than thrilled.
Uh-huh.
She's a 10 on the fuckability scale.
Okay,
absolutely.
So how are you enjoying your view?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Yeah, okay. And do you... Whoa, so she's pretty wet. You don't need any lube or anything?
I can suck my finger.
Mm. No, no. This girl's a stunt rider.
I honestly, like, when I have a lot of sexual chemistry with a girl, I just naturally get turned on. Like, we were grocery shopping, and I'm like, I'm dripping.
Mm.
Like, we're, like, buying cantaloupe for the grill out. And I'm like...
No wonder your fans
adore you. Oh, my God, we should get some cucumbers.
You're just so naturally sexual.
We kind of just naturally click, too.
Uh-huh.
But I did lose my virginity at a young age. I've always been very sexual.
Do you like vibrators?
I'm more of a vibrator girl. Like, I don't really get off as much with penetration. I'm more of a clit vibration girl. So, yes, the Itachi is my favorite toy.
Oh, well, I was going to...
Or the Sibian.
I was going to give
or
you...
Or the monkey rocker. I do like the monkey rocker.
But, so these are yours to take
pocket
home.
Rockets.
These are pocket rockets. Hold them up to the cameras. Hold them up. Yeah, you can use them, too. We ought to get some batteries.
Pocket rockets.
Where's my battery, man?
There's no batteries in there.
Right?
There's no batteries?
Batteries.
That's why you see
Itachi. Yeah. We do have
everybody has an outlet.
Also.
You don't always have batteries, but you always have an outlet.
We do. We always have an outlet. And
it's already on. Ready? Go.
And if you want to, you know, slide a condom on there.
You are a woman after my own heart, I swear.
Oh, I love that southern voice.
I saw you walk over here with the condom.
You want to?
So we have
various squirrel over you.
What are you going to do? I think it'll be
fine. Get another towel.
We have plenty of towels. Look
okay.
At these towels. Here.
It
here.
Might happen, it might not.
Do you think these towels are enough for you?
We can't put pressure on
it. It doesn't.
Right. No pressure. Pressure.
But normally, if it does happen, it's really messy.
Pressure is the enemy of pleasure. So we don't pressure you.
I'm not even like trying
we're
to core
we'll
it.
Just
I'm like,
enjoy.
How do
you
make it best?
I'm going to make you come, girl.
We'll just enjoy watching you try.
Okay.
We don't need that. I'm going to.
No, I'll hold the microphone.
Should I leave the panties on?
You could leave the panties
panty
up, but take
would
the dress
love
off.
The panties,
take the dress
right?
off. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Dress off, and your dress off too.
Sit on this just in case.
Right.
Just in case, you know, I make
sure that set up. I'm naked.
You're such a homemaker.
Ooh, what a pretty tattoo.
I'm such a mommy.
Nice ass too.
Yeah, nice tattoo, right? Like that tattoo.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
She has a tattoo.
All right. We've got towels. We've got love mats. Do you want to use the Hitachi or a pocket rocket?
Her fingers in her mouth.
I think I can do it.
You think you can do it with just the natural stuff?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so you want to lean back there. Yep. Let me move this. And, okay, so now we have to push this down. Yep. Okay. Here we go. Microphone is not long
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, can somebody give her some cord there?
Can you give me some cord? Give me some cord, baby. Oh, they're making small talk back here that we're missing. We need to hear this.
We were just saying we need popcorn and
know,
this is a great
and we
show.
Also would we need some batteries for the pocket rockets just in case. Okay, very good. Okay. So what's going on here so far?
You're right in the camera there, Susan.
Angela's sliding her fingers my little wet pussy right now.
Oh, very good. Okay. Okay, let's open.
Okay, the way I think. Okay, so if you guys are like learning how to squirt.
Yes. We love to learn how to squirt.
Okay, so it's funny because like when I squirt, it goes with the pulsation of my orgasm, and my pussy like pulsates like it's gasping for air, and it's like the most beautiful thing ever. I've been told from my fans, but. Like to learn how to squirt, a lot of girls ask me how to learn how to squirt, and it's your pussy muscles.
Yes.
If you clench when
PC
something
muscles.
Feels, yeah, when you clench, I don't know what muscles they are.
The
but
clinical term is
you
the pubococcygeus muscle.
If I learned how to do it by clenching, and I learned that there was different stages of orgasms.
Yeah.
And I started learning how to squirt, and I can actually make myself black out from coming so hard, like even by myself.
Wow.
But it's better with a girl.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let you hold this microphone.
Okay.
I am. Right. I know. I know. It feels good.
Oh, yeah. How do those crotchless panties feel? Do they isolate your pussy and make
it feel
kind of
hot? I kind of like
it.
It's like you're not supposed to be licking it because I still have my panties on
feeling. It's like a secret.
She keeps licking it anyways
that she's
in
there.
Wants to.
Yeah. Oh, and look at this beauty that's licking your pussy.
Get a little house bunny look at my pussy.
Yes. Yes, look at that little bunny. Mm-hmm. She is licking away and fingering you. What is that? Index finger and second finger and fuck finger.
I like
finger.
Two fingers. I like two or three fingers. Yeah,
middle finger, the fuck finger. Oh, and you're rubbing your clit. Oh, yeah. And she's just fingering you so nicely. It just looks good. Whether you squirt or not, it is just so beautiful. What is that?
If I get lucky, I get her to squirt, but if not...
She likes the texture in her mouth.
Yeah.
When I do.
Oh. You like the taste?
Mm-hmm. I love her
taste.
It's like strawberries. It tastes like strawberries. She tastes like strawberries.
Right.
Seriously, like, you really taste like strawberries.
I've never tasted it, so I don't know.
No?
How am I supposed to taste my own?
Well, sometimes we have caught it in a champagne glass and drank it later.
No.
Yeah, we did. Dang. We did. It would be Chateau Destiny. Chateau Destiny. So let's make a little Chateau Destiny now. It's holy water, Sister Destiny. It's good for the skin. Sister Angela, this is like making the holy water. Everyone just looking at you, getting so inspired by your beauty. The sirens are calling everyone to watch and to feel and to wish that you were here. Nice. Yes, such beauties. Such beauties here.
Just
rubbing
ready?
Your pussies. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, she did squirt all. She's squirting everywhere. Come here, you gotta come in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm soaking wet.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's like
let's have a big hand.
Everybody,
Sister Destiny. Whoa. Beautiful.
And you have now just tasted it.
That cools you off, doesn't it? Well, yeah. Oh, it smells so delicious. So you could lick it up off your own fingers.
Like a cat.
Yeah.
It is sweet.
Yeah.
Why is it so sweet?
It's kind of sweet, like spring.
It is
sweet. I've never had anyone squirt on me before, and then I was like, okay, wait a minute. Let me taste this. So she squirted, and it wasn't on my face, and I went over, and I'm like, let me taste this.
A beer, a movie, and a
and I got in there, and I'm like,
that's so sweet. I'm like, does he want these panties?
Yes. Okay, now you take now take them off.
Okay.
So porn star says,
porn star fan says, you get those
thanks,
panties.
Susie.
Wet,
yeah.
Soaking
he says,
panties.
Thanks. And Dark Angel, Greek mythology, and great breathtaking women. This show never disappoints. Thanks for mentioning me.
Thank you.
Aw, look at these. These are the squirt panties.
We like
Whoa,
it.
Whoa, squirt panties. So how do you feel post-squirt?
I always feel like I just need like a beer and like a cigarette after I squirt.
A beer. I mean, I have some more agua. Maybe we have a beer. I don't know.
Agua's good too.
Yeah, agua's good too.
Agua's good.
I don't know. It just feels.
Did
it's
you
like
need
you, you
a
keep
shiver
going
shot?
And going and going and going. I keep squirting more and more and more. But like that's honestly like I'm like good.
Yeah, I've seen you squirt more.
That was awesome.
You could squirt more.
You're holding it. Move. I don't know what's going on. Hold on.
I must have gotten squirt in my microphone.
You probably did.
You got something in there.
I think so.
Okay.
These are soaking wet panties. I don't know what's going on.
You're running out of. Pick up the other mic. We're going to change the mic.
Do you need to change my battery?
Yeah.
Somebody. Okay. So somebody's going to change my batteries. You know, see what you girls did? You squirted all over my microphone. Okay, and what can follow that? Well, how did my audience enjoy that?
It's great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Did you get it? I can't hear her now.
No, that was awesome. I've decided I want to fuck them both now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With what? With your fingers? With
whatever they'll let me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well. Well, would you like to invite the shiver shaker up to join you? You two are connected at the hip. I don't think she goes anywhere without you. Now I have to hold this. So sit down for a minute. Yeah, sit down because I have this thing. So is this thing working now? No? Hello? Test, test, test. Okay, this is now working. So now you could stay up here. But I don't know. Wear your clothes. You don't need your clothes.
No,
it's a hot night. It's a hot night. We don't need clothes.
It's a hot night.
It's a hot night. Now, you haven't gotten any clothes off at all, Miss Dare.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. Well, do you have some panties on for Panty Boy?
I don't.
You're not wearing panties.
No.
No, you don't wear panties as a rule? No.
I usually don't wear a bra either.
Yeah. Well, you know, he would be all excited if you'd wear one of these emergency panties for some of the evening and then, you know, give them back. So you could do that. You could put on a pair of emergency panties.
Emergency.
Also known as 911 panties. Panty Boy has come up with this, you know.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
It is.
He's really got a whole panty franchise thing going
there.
You're
like sipping on your audio.
It's all Twitterized. Okay. So you like those wild pink
lacy
ones.
It's all glittery.
Yeah, very glittery. Okay. All right, so now since you've done, you know, kind of stripper pole things, you want to get up here to take off the dress and
but
put on the panties?
He has to come around this way if they're going to do that, Susan.
Yeah, right.
And put that underneath down. Don't come from that one.
I gotcha.
You're going to do that? Okay. She's going to do that anyway. All right.
Okay. All right, here she is, Miss Kiki Dare. Can we have a little music?
A little music?
Okay, a little bit of music.
I like that pencil.
Here she is, Kiki Dare, spinning around the stripper pole of the womb room. Very little room here, so don't try anything too dangerous, Miss Siren. But the idea is to strip, right? Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, look at this bra. Quite a bra there.
Oh, and it matches the panties.
It does match the panties.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. She's taking it off.
Susie moved the paper and all that stuff down. Slip on there.
That's okay.
I'm a big fan of your titties.
Yes.
Also, Susie, the model. She kicks a little.
Nice. AS.
On the table.
Whoa, yeah. Kiki Dare. Dares to bear it all. Right up on the stripper pole table. Ride that pole. Dare to ride it. Yeah. And now we have the emergency panties that are being entered.
You're like, well, I've been dancing on poles, but I've never had to put panties on stage.
I know. This is something a little...
You're like, what have I ever had to clothe myself on stage?
Okay. Nice. I wonder if those are on right side or... I don't know.
No, I think so. I think the right.
Yes, label in the back. Very good. Okay.
Sexy little peephole.
Oh, look at you. You just look like a hubba hubba woman.
delicious.
Yeah, very delicious. Okay. Well, Kiki had expressed some interest in entering one of your bodies or both. So maybe.
You think you can make me squirt?
Mm. You guys can go together.
Or maybe just.
Yeah. Yeah?
What are you into? Like, what are you into when you. When you like hook up with a girl, like, what's your favorite thing to do
now
to a girl that you're attracted to?
Oops.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you're so sweet. Wow. I tend to be kind of. I like a lot of role play.
Role play, dirty talk.
Yeah,
what roles like do you like to play?
I like hearing. I like to see and I like to hear. So really,
but do you like teacher student or prisoner police officer
or like or eat my pussy and just talk about it?
I like that too.
Eat
that's
my
good.
Pussy and just talk about it.
Well, you okay. Just eat my pussy and talk about how good it tastes.
Yeah, put me down, call me a bitch or call me a yeah. Whore slut.
Oh,
do you like to dominate or you said you're submissive? Or do you like to dominate? It depends on who the person is.
Yeah.
The chemistry.
Yeah, it's all about chemistry, and you know, some people. It can basically, you know,
I think it's the energy. I think it's like how you're feeling with each other.
Yeah,
like
no.
Who's the mood?
We get that on Camelot.
Yeah.
We do Camelot.
Yeah.
Some people
like who runs who?
Talk into the microphone here.
No. Some people expect what you've had with the last person because they're able to spy in on your private. And
yeah.
It doesn't work that
way.
It's all about energy with your customer.
You should put the headphones on. You can hear yourself better.
Oh, okay. There
yeah.
It doesn't work that way. It's about energy with your customer. And you feel a certain energy. And
with your customer?
With your fan, your customer.
Online
your
customer.
Friend,
online. Oh, you're talking about camming.
We do camming.
Right. Okay, yes, the camming. You know, that is somewhere between, to bring up the prostitution again.
I was thinking it's
like you're being an adult star. You're in public. Mm-hmm. Anybody can see you, although sometimes it's private.
Yes, sometimes.
I guess sometimes it's private. You can do public shows or private shows. Do you like to do public shows or private shows?
I do both.
Yeah.
I like the public sometimes, but I don't like to always do it because I feel like I'm going to wear it out. So I do a little private and then I tease, and then sometimes I'll do a week of like all public and get them all going, and then all of a sudden I'm exclusive and I'm doing only private. So I like to get them going. I like to tease
them. Get them going. This is the call of the siren.
Yes.
I'm going to get you going, but you ain't never going to touch me.
There's something very voyeuristic about camming, I think, because even though you're there, you're still very separated.
Very.
And, you know, someone's just kind of watching you in your private setting. You know,
well, that's
very
why.
Sexy.
It's very enticing because you meet hundreds of men an hour.
Oh yeah,
an hour, and you meet
people. I'd be a very wealthy woman if that were true with me.
Well, honestly, with webcamming,
a lot of girls think private. You know what, Bethany? I think that the webcam
would be awesome for being what she does. It would be honestly
because
if you webcam, because most guys think
I don't.
It's private.
Yeah, but most girls, most guys think that girls who do webcam do escort.
Yeah,
or
there's a big difference between escorting
or
and being a legal prostitute.
Legal prostitute, escort.
Sorry, I can't stand that word.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, good to know, though.
No, yeah. I didn't know.
Escorting, it just kind of gives the connotation of illegal activity.
Yes.
Whereas, you're legal and I'm legal.
Right.
So hooker is better than escort.
Hooker, sure, I love hooker.
Yeah, hooker's kind of
Hooker's
cute.
Better than escort?
That's something I just learned. That's awesome to know.
Thank you. I learned something new.
We always feel that escort is the most nice.
Is the more proper way to say it.
Say
hooker. I always feel like hooker.
Yeah, like
it's the way people
it's fun,
use it.
It's tongue in cheek.
But I know what you mean. Escort implies that it's something nefarious. That,
yes.
You know, because it's obviously not just an escort, somebody that just takes someone to dinner parties.
Right.
You know, there's something more going on.
It's like massage therapist versus masseuse.
Exactly. Right.
Do you know what I mean? One indicates someone who's educated, the other one
You prefer to be more upfront about what it is and what you're doing.
Yes, but getting back to webcamming, I think it's very sexy. It's not for me, but I have so much respect for you girls that do it. I think it's so sexy and very voyeuristic. And
thank you.
There's something like, I shouldn't be watching this. It's not.
I always thought it was really boring, and then
I
started doing it recently. I was like, wow, okay, this has totally changed.
It's funny. We were sitting there the other day, and we just got into LA, and we seen this job thing that was like drug testing, and like we're all hippies, and we're like, dude, we can like go on cam, you can if you're a college student, you can do your homework. You can, like, smoke a joint, like, have a drink. Like, pause, I'm going to make some tofu for lunch or something. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to grill out, and you're going to watch me. And but with webcam, like, guys love to watch. What I like about webcam is interacting with your fans. Mm-hmm. I do shows when I'm grilling out. I do shows by the pool. I hang out with friends. They see who I'm hanging out with. I hook up with random girlfriends
it's like
on
you're
cam.
Home. It's like you're,
and they're like, you're at home. You have no makeup on. Yeah. You have no costumes on.
You're just living
and
your life. And
look at you.
It.
You're so happy and so confident, and you look like shit. You know, like.
But they like.
I think that to myself, but.
I think they like the realness.
They like the realness
of it,
of it because like you're just being yourself. You're just hanging out at home.
You're not the
You're doing laundry. Shop. You're showering. You're doing a bubble bath.
Do you do this out of a service or a.
I do webcam on myfreecams.com. I'm like totally true pride to them. I love the adult site. I've tried a lot of other cam sites. I like them, but nothing compares to making up to $1,000 an hour for acting out fantasies to married men, single men, college boys, women, couples. Group couples. I've had group couples. I've had businessmen in their office screen, and they show me the cam. They're like on. They have me on the big screen, and it's like a circle jerk. Mm. Like,
yeah.
You meet so many people on cam. You get to know them.
All of the world.
Yes.
They become
all
fans
of
your
world.
Websites, and right. It's so many different people.
Do you
like,
do you have people in other countries?
Oh yeah. It's mainly other countries.
Australia,
France, Australia, Mexico.
Mexico.
How about
Europe?
The Arab world?
Oh, a lot.
I haven't talked
you have
about
a lot?
Arabs.
Oh,
I've had.
It
a
depends
lot.
On what time you work. Because it is 24/7, so it depends on what time
on
you log
time
on.
So, what
day.
Countries are they? The Arabs from?
Oh Jesus, I couldn't tell you.
I get more Canadians.
It's
than
all
anything.
Part of the Arab Spring, brothers and sisters. Definitely
Canadians.
Part of the Arab Spring.
Yeah, that's one thing we don't want to give George
I've
Bush.
I've had Australians and British.
I always feel like lots of Australians.
Australians are always so hot on cam.
Not a lot of British, but I've got a lot of Australians.
What do we got?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Arab? Canadians have huge cocks, too.
Yeah.
They do.
They do.
This is something like a factual thing, a statistical thing?
I don't know.
Do they have huge cocks?
I do cam with a lot of Canadians. My site hits really hard in Canada and Mexico. I don't do a whole lot of cam-to-cam with guys from Mexico, but on the Canadian guys are always so big. Mm. I'm like, what are you doing? What is that?
See, when I view cams,
what the fuck
I
am I supposed to do with that?
I never put two and two together. Like, when I get to know the customer or the fan or the friend, I get to know them, and then I get to see who they are and what they look like and stuff through cam.
Isn't it weird? Their voice never matches their face.
Yeah, their voice never matches their face. But when I see their, usually when the guy's like, can you view my cam? And I see their penis, I don't think, you know, okay, where are they from?
I always do.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, where did that come from?
That's what I need to do, because now I'm going to do it.
I'm like, where are you from? That thing's small.
Where are the big penises coming from?
Yeah, no, like, you're so muscular and it's so small.
Now I'm gonna
do you like big ones or better?
No, actually, no? I have a whole thing about that. I get asked all the time. They're like, oh, bigger, better. And I'm totally like...
Bigger's not always better.
I'm totally into
it's
the whole...
It's not always better.
I think, okay, if you're too small, then, okay, it's going to be a problem.
You for anybody.
I mean? You're not going to friggin' feel it.
Yeah.
But if you're too big, it's a problem
That's
as well.
Another
you just
want
to be somewhere
you
in
can,
the middle.
You can't fully satisfy a man if you can't fully take
can't,
what he has to
and you
offer.
Can't get a good beating.
So too big is, I think it's the thing to be, there is, size does matter. Too small is not good, and too big's
and too big
not
big
good.
Too big is too good. Why
you got to be perfect.
You have to be somewhere in the middle.
You have to be somewhere in the middle.
Which most guys are.
Yeah.
Yeah, most guys are a huge range between smaller and bigger. They're a huge range, you know. There's a whole. If you're
I
enormous,
I think bigger is better.
And then if you're small,
aphrodisiac. But you're not taking it in you. You're
yes, I am.
Oh, you are.
Well, I mean, not like actual,
you're using it.
Not
like real man cock.
Man cock.
More dildo.
My girlfriend has
a strap on.
Yeah.
Okay. And you like
just
a bigger?
Big, yeah, I prefer bigger.
And
I prefer
by bigger, you're saying
8.5, 9 inches.
Ooh, wow.
That's
wow.
how I like to roll.
God bless.
That's how
ding,
I like
ding,
to roll.
God bless.
Right. That's what I like to give, and that's how I like to get.
But can I open up the back
well,
door here and ask?
This
though,
is
do you take that
not the back door.
Or
not
is that
the
just
back door.
Okay.
As you can
not
see,
the back
our
door.
Holy shit! That is way too big for me.
At all.
Is that big enough?
Oh, I can't. I can't sit on that.
No, this one, I've had a few women sit on this.
And they can do it.
Really?
Yeah.
They can take it like a
child. And I must admit, I couldn't even get the condom on this one.
I wouldn't. Oh my
this
God.
One takes a condom. This one is, what is this, about 9 inches, I guess. Yeah. You'd like that.
That's a nice size.
I should take it, but yeah. Uncomfortably.
Nice white boy for you.
Well, actually.
And I got this on backwards. Okay. How do you feel as a hooker?
I mean, I like all sizes. I have fun with little ones, too. I do. I don't really have a preference.
You have fun with little ones.
I have fun
What do you do with little ones?
You can do all the same things with little ones that you can with big ones. I enjoy oral with little ones because
there's
so much more you
can
do.
You can get more of it in your mouth.
Absolutely.
You can get that whole thing.
You can.
Balls and
balls
all.
Balls and all, everything goes in. Absolutely.
You give a better blowjob when they're
smaller. Yes, exactly.
When they're big, you're like, I can't even move my tongue.
When I have exes who
no little, it's better.
It's funny because we were talking about cock size a little earlier tonight.
Blowjob, yes.
I mean, it's a big subject. It's a very important subject. You know, there's all these... all these products out there saying they can make your cock bigger, and none of them really can. But there's so much porn or adult material, and most of those guys are very well hung. So a lot of guys see that, and they develop complexes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They really develop serious complexes. I mean, Freud used to say women have penis envy, but no, he was a little wrong about that. It's men that have
it's
penis
a male
envy.
Yes.
Of
no,
other
I have
penises.
Penis envy.
Well, okay, maybe some women do.
Because you want one?
And then there's aphrodisiac.
You know, some women have a penis envy of some women. Growing up, I always wanted to feel like it was to be a man.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to feel what it was to have sex with a woman.
Mm.
So is it penis envy of being a man?
No. For me, it's more the thought of just being able to bend a guy over and take his ass.
Ooh.
Do you
Ooh.
Like big? Do you like it big or small? Do you have a size preference?
I think I agree that I like average.
Average.
You know,
average.
You know, around
yeah.
average.
You can do more with average.
Absolutely.
Too little,
I mean,
not
big
enough.
Is too gonna,
big,
it's
going
to hurt too
yeah.
much. You're not going to be able to have a lot of sex.
Yeah.
Especially not one night.
It tears out the vagina, too.
But I must say, as a show woman, as a show, you know, when I'm doing the show, if a guy shows me a big one, that's always exciting because it's visually mm-hmm. impressive.
Yeah.
So for that, I'm maybe a little more partial to big ones. But for my own personal physical pleasure, yeah, average. Average is beautiful. Oh, and bigger. Of course, because my husband is so big that if I'm going to do another man, it better be average, right?
Well, I mean, I know, you know, when I go to an alternative lifestyle club or something like that, I tend to gravitate more toward the average-sized man because I can entertain more people mm-hmm. that evening.
The average-sized, I mean? Do the men hang out with their cocks out?
Yeah, sometimes.
They do?
Yes. Oh, like you don't know. Oh. Don't play boy with me, Dr. Block.
No.
Bethany, may I ask you a question?
Anything.
Well, why do you anything. Still have clothes on?
That's crap. My pussy's over here dripping, and you have a tank top
well,
on.
Well, clothes on too.
Well, it's a little different.
Kiki, why don't you do some reconnaissance work there and see if you can get them off?
Well, the dress probably isn't going to come all the way off. I will tell you, but I'll show you my panties.
Okay.
I'll show you my panties.
Let's see the panties. Okay. Let's see whatever you have to offer here.
Down.
Let's just see these panties. All right. Oh, very sleek.
Look how cute
yes.
You are.
Look at
cute
this
yeah,
tight
no,
body.
Yeah. There's no reason for you to wear the dress.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to trade? Trade panties? Okay. I'll give you some panties. Okay, here we go. Panty boy is getting a mother load, I'll tell you. Ooh, look at this shaved pussy. Mmm, nice.
Meow.
Hot clam.
Meow.
Kitty.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
This is panty night here.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I
okay.
took a pair. I just kind of was like, whatever, I'll go home and die.
We have to untangle the panties. This is something we have to do during the week. Who's going to be my panty untangler?
Panty tangler.
Panty tangler.
That's what I was dealing with.
What? No, well, I mean, you could... I don't know. You can... Yeah, they are kind of tangled up.
That's all right.
Okay. How about these?
We have to take them off the hangers.
You like these?
Those
are nice.
And it was
$4.95. There you go. Well, I wanted to keep the labels on so you knew that they weren't worn before you.
Wait, hold on.
They weren't recycled.
Whoa! Look at those hot boobs. Thank you, Kiki. Whoa. Hot stuff.
Mm. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now we see what they're buying over at Sherry's Ranch there. We see the goods.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, aphrodisiac, it's your turn.
I don't even have panties on. Ooh. I'm wearing boxers.
Even better.
I'm wearing boxers.
Boxers are good.
Boxers work. Yes.
Listen to those girls. I'm a boxer. The call of the sirens.
Actually, I am wearing panties and boxers.
The sirens say boxers will work.
I'm wearing gloves.
Look at aphrodisiac. Mm. Such a manly outfit and such a cute girl.
She's so sexy.
Yeah, isn't she a cute girl?
Wait, what's that?
Ah, she's got some flames going on in the back of those panties.
Yes, those are my panties.
Very nice.
All right, then. Well, we don't have much time, so you ladies come on up here. I think we're going to have another round of something or other. Did you get your agua shots? Okay. Yep. You said you wanted to see if you could make her squirt or something like that.
Oh, I didn't realize we were doing that.
Oh, such innocence.
I have to tinkle first.
Innocence.
I have to use the bathroom first.
Okay,
so.
She has to tinkle.
Tinkle. Let's see, do I have any slaves here tonight that want to drink a tinkle?
Oh, no, I mean, like, I guess use the bathroom.
We don't get to watch that.
Well, can we? Do we have anybody who wants to drink a tinkle?
Oh my god, that's that would be so weird.
It would be too weird. Okay,
I'll
well,
that's not weird.
But I don't know if I'll drink her tinkle.
No, I didn't answer you. But no, sometimes we have an audience member that drinks tinkle. We have done that before.
That weirds me out. I've never got the whole pee thing.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. So now you have to pee, Destiny, is that right?
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it Destiny that has to pee?
I'm not drinking it.
I do. Yeah, I definitely have to pee, but I can wait till after the show. But if you guys want to try doing another show, I definitely have to pee.
Do another show. You mean another squirt?
Yeah, if we were.
Yeah, the squirt thing.
I don't know. It's kind of timed.
Okay. Okay, we'll go pee.
Sensitive thing. Okay.
You know where it is?
Do you know where to go?
I think so. I think if somebody shows me, I'll be fine.
Okay. You want somebody to accompany you? Maybe somebody could accompany
you.
No. Don't you come with her. Because if she's going, then we don't want to have you gone, too. But we need somebody to go with her. She can't go by herself. Talia, can you help her? Can you help her? Can you just help?
I can help.
The giant.
Okay. And don't stay in the bathroom. Don't keep her in there, okay? I don't want you seducing her in the bathroom. These sirens that you can't have. All right. Well, you could come up on the bed and get it ready for her.
We could get it ready for her.
Did you get your shot? You got shots and everything. And whose is this? Oh, that's hers. Okay. And did you want to help? Anybody want to help here with we're I don't know. We're going to try to make magic.
You want to move the red carpet? The red move that.
The red actually did not get wet.
Oh, all right.
Always that did not get wet at all. Only the towel got wet.
Okay.
So the towel is soaking wet.
And where's the microphone?
She was actually a very neat female ejaculatrix.
Susan, yes? the bed microphone.
It's right here.
Okay. Get it.
I got it.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Whoa.
Okay. Well, you know, you could take those panties off at this point if you want. They've probably absorbed your essence.
You have some messages here on the
board?
Oh,
I do. What are my messages? Let's see. Who likes Shawn Michaels or Lexington Steel?
Oh, me.
Aphrodisiac like Shawn Michaels.
Yes,
cock.
Lexington Steel.
I love.
Oh my God, and I have such a crush on his cock. Not him, but his cock.
Would you actually?
He let me fill up his cock.
If his cock was separate from him, would you fuck it?
I would so fuck it.
Okay. The problem is it's attached to a man.
I mean, no, actually. If he was like so hot, like Mr. Marcus hot with the cock and everything, the whole package, then I would fuck him.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's.
I don't know if we should let Lexington know you said that.
Well,
okay. Hey, I'm sorry. I saw you hanging around on that sinister mask guy. That was a guy, okay? We got pictures of that. We're having a little massage here, are we? Yes. Oh, you are getting just a lap of luxury here. Yeah. You're just a bunny after everybody's heart. You're eating out girls and massaging girls. You're just just
I'm a sensual creature.
You are, but also such a giver. Just
oh,
a giver.
Thank you. Thank
definitely.
I tend to be mommy.
Yeah.
They call me mommy.
Mummy.
Mummy.
Aww.
The models. I work with a lot of models, adult
and you
models.
Take care of
mm-hmm.
people.
I'm like model mommy. I don't know. It just falls into my character, I guess.
You're
know?
A very caring mm-hmm. siren.
Susan,
I think
you
should get her panties
mic.
Off.
Yeah?
Don't hold it at the
so
connection.
Yeah. Okay, so Dark Angel says, great job on the poll, Kiki.
Oh, thank you, Dark Angel.
Yes, he thought you did a great job on that poll, and he said you looked incredible.
Oh, so mm-hmm. sweet. Thank you.
Porn star fan, a.k.a. Panty Boy, says, sensational, fantastic, phenomenal, spectacular. Okay, so he's got
a
thank you all. Who are your favorite girls, or how was your first sex experience? Let's see, first sex experience
yeah. ever?
Yeah,
I was 15.
Yeah, what'd you do?
You mean like a kiss or like when I lost?
I don't know.
Virginity?
What jumps into your mind?
When I lost my virginity, 15, with the boy that I loved, my
yeah.
first boy. I
yeah.
loved him and. And it took us three times to really have full sex. It took us three times because I was like, I guess I had like a really tight vagina or something. And
oh,
I was like,
he tried to get it in three times.
So it took us like three times to get it going, to actually have sex.
Was he bigger than average?
Time. Now that I think about it, he was probably about six, so I would say he's average.
But you're such a tight little pussy.
I guess, and I'm still tight, you know, and that's what I've been told.
What's your first sexual experience?
12.
What'd you do?
Eat out the girl next door.
Really? Yes. You're such an aggressive little bitch.
I wasn't aggressive. It just happened.
How did it just happen? Her pussy landed on your face and you started...
No, we were playing teacher student.
role play. I knew you liked the teacher student.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I was 12.
Were you the student giving an apple to the teacher in the form of your tongue?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was good times.
That's awesome.
Good times.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you knew you were into role play when you were that young.
Well, most kids are into role play.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean,
kids are always playing.
I was
role playing, but
oh,
not
okay.
necessarily
I
with
understand.
Sex.
Right, not necessarily sex, but in a sexual experience. I mean,
right.
That's
do not try this at home, kids. And if you're a kid, you shouldn't be listening to the show anyway. All right. So I think maybe.
We were just wondering
Destiny
what's going
got
on
lost.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, I was yes. wondering if Destiny got mm-hmm. lost in the bathroom. Should we send...
Maybe they decided to experiment with golden showers.
Yeah, see, that's
maybe.
What I was afraid of. Oh, here, they're
oh,
back.
They
okay, so you're back and you've relieved yourself, which is an important part of the art of female ejaculation, is to make sure you pee so that you don't think you're peeing if that would, you know, kind of inhibit you. And also it does open up the urethra so that you can then ejaculate.
Fun. I smell like Destiny right now.
Mm. All right. So now we have three lovely ladies in my bed. Well, four counting the one you always see. But you're the new ones in town, so that's the newness. Yes, okay, so this, by the way, is an actual love mat. Oh, the big one, yeah. Okay. Now, how about the medium size one? He's actually kind of large, but where did he go? Whoops. Okay. So, how about your first experience, Bethany? You
mine. Mine was with oral sex with a boy, his neighbor, out in the backyard.
Yeah.
12, 13.
Were you giving or receiving?
Oh, definitely giving.
Okay. Stick 'em up.
You should put lube in that, actually.
Talk about
oh,
squirting
that.
It's a little that'll bit leaky, good. Though.
How cute would that be?
That'll be so cute.
Yeah. Cool off.
Where's the bed microphone, Susan?
It's right here. I can't. I only have two hands.
No, I know. I just. Okay.
Okay, I can.
She has a gentle tongue.
Oh, okay.
That is very hot.
So she's licking your pussy now, Kiki is?
She is, and she's really gentle with it, but she's like affirmative. She's like, you like it, but I'm going to make it feel good.
Yeah. Is she tongue fucking or licking the clit?
She's trying. She's like, spread your legs.
Oh,
spread
and your legs. Legs are together. Can you maybe turn around so that you're this way? Can we turn you around? Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's move this a little bit. Move this, please. This is under you. Yeah.
There we go.
I'm like the sex decorator here.
Okay.
Sex decorator. Right. There we go. Okay. So.
Such a great view.
Yeah. There you go. Nice view here. That's a good view now. Of the pretty pussy.
I'm just going to move in here.
Yeah. You're just going to move in there?
I am. Mm-hmm.
You're going to move
I'm gonna
in
move in
to the womb
you.
Room. Okay. Yes.
Dr. Block's my new best
doing?
Friend.
It's getting hot in here.
It's
hot.
Getting
it's
hot
really
in here.
Hot
well,
here.
That's why this is the sizzling hot siren.
I love it.
Of summer sex. Yes. What more could you ask for? Your friends, lips on your lips.
A stranger's
hot stranger lips on your nether lips.
She's eating it like we're BFFs. I love it.
I want to know that. What's in that alcohol?
That is agua coco leaf liqueur. It's magical. Very, very magical. We have another glass of it over there if someone wants to bring it up here. The agua or the... Yeah. Well, there's the bottle.
No, there's the glass.
Yeah, there's the glass. Here we go. So we could pour a little on a nipple here. Oop. Want to lick that off? I don't know about sugar in the
that
pussy.
That is some serious stuff.
That might hurt.
Yeah, I look at you because okay. I know you're a safety monitor.
I am. I'm like a hall monitor.
It's
hall
lift
monitor.
Off immediately. It's fine.
Okay, like aphrodisiac right says now. It's fine. I'm going to pour some here and have a little lick myself.
Well, I figure if it's licked off within 7 seconds, it's good.
7 second rule.
Yeah, 7 second rule.
Yes, ooh. So delicious. Look at those hard nipples. She's just licking up your pussy good. Yes, she does. Now, who wants some of this? Anyone?
Oh, Jesus, I drank enough.
You did. Okay.
I'm good.
All right, then.
I'm like, I just feel like I'm like at a pamper shelter right now.
You are.
You're getting a spa treatment. A sexual spa treatment.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there a such thing as, like, you go into a spa and it's, like, head, ass, or tails? Like,
you know, guys know about that. And they won't tell the girls about it. They won't.
Look at Kiki is really getting into her work here.
It must taste good.
I guess so. If she comes up for air, I'm going to ask her. How she tastes.
Yummy.
I know. Flowing down here.
Yummy.
Flo's just hanging out.
Yeah.
It looks pretty neat.
You're going to slide a finger in there and make me squirt.
It looks pretty neat.
Pretty neat?
Is that the word you always use?
Like,
neat.
Pretty neat.
I'm here.
Neat. To come hither.
It kind of, it's almost like it almost like kind of
the G spot.
Ruptures it super
sloppy.
Fast.
Makes a man butt sweat.
That's right.
That's what happens.
Okay.
Okay. That was repulsively sexy.
Right, isn't it?
Well, be quiet. I'm trying to watch this.
Yes, very wet. Okay. And pull your finger out as she
it's
starts to
squirt. It's just deliciously nasty.
Yeah, but I think yes. She will. She just evacuated the urine, and the squirt is ready to erupt the holy water of Sister Destiny. Yes, Chateau Destiny. Oh, you're vibrating.
That's great
like a vibrator.
Finger action.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
And I'm
look
a lesbian, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. That's some great work right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm going to get better.
No.
Nice. I got it.
It's kind of hard the second time.
Yeah,
it's
no, you had a nice little squirt there. That was beautiful. Let's hear it for Sister Kiki and Sister Destiny. Yeah, Squirt in USA. Holy water. That's the first time you made a girl squirt.
The first time I made a girl squirt.
And you're such a girl connoisseur.
Thank you.
You had to have this experience.
No, that's just
I'm glad
awesome.
You did.
Yes, thank
I'm,
you
I'm
so
glad
much.
You had this on my show. This thank is a show so for first-time much. Experiences.
Yeah.
Yes, and thank you for helping her to make a girl squirt, being you the girl. Yeah, you being the girl. Right. Yeah, beautiful, ladies. That's you just so beautiful.
So mm. Oh, well, thank you.
Aww, all the little sister girls look so cute together. So how do you feel now, squirting the second time?
It's kind of, like I squirt really good the first time because I was kind of excited.
It was a big whoosh
yeah,
the first time.
Yeah, so the second time it's like... you still squirt, but you just don't... It's like when you haven't fucked in months and you come, but you can still fuck again right. after that, but the first nut's the best.
Yeah, but the second one was it was nice. It was nice. It just kind of squirted right up into our faces. I was showered by it.
It's like winning the lottery. It's like an instant orgasm.
Now
like,
Angela got most of the first one.
I got most of it.
She just it was all over her.
So a couple weeks ago it was the first time I ever squirted on her and she's like, "I really want to taste your squirt." And I said, "No girl's ever tasted me when I squirted." And we're out by the hot tub and we're sitting there and she actually like I'm like sitting in the hot tub and she gets on her knees like on the floor. And I'm like, I go to squirt, and she opens her mouth, and I hit her fucking hairline, her
like
forehead. And it runs down into her mouth. And it was funny because we were doing a live show, and we had over like 4,000 people at our live show. And she's like, come in my fucking mouth. And as she says mouth, I hit her forehead, and it runs into her mouth. It was the funniest
beautiful.
Thing.
I was like, oh, that was so freaking hot.
Do it
again.
Your makeup just went into your mouth.
Oh,
like it seriously
it.
Washed her face. It was like a dishwasher.
When was the first time you squirted?
I actually learned how to squirt working on My Free Cams about a year ago, and it took me to learn how to squirt. It's training your muscles.
You taught yourself.
I did teach myself, but I actually had a guy teaching me how to use a toy, how to shut your mind off.
Well, some girls do it just naturally. It just happens, and some of us have to work at it.
But they say most women only experience the first two levels of orgasming, and there's 9 levels.
No. Oh.
Really? So...
How many levels are you at?
I think they say when you black out, you've hit, like, level 6 or 7. I don't think I've ever experienced full, like, body shutdown orgasm, but...
You know what? I don't really want you to do that.
I've had orgasms
don't
where
black
I do black out.
Out,
and I just, like, pass out. I've had orgasms.
See, I can squirt. I just can't control it. It's one of those things where if it happens,
yeah.
it happens, and it's insane. Yeah. But there's no controlling it.
I think we should have another squirt.
You kind of train, and I do webcam so much that I do squirt shows every day, so I kind of get used to it.
Jerk.
So when I'm ready to squirt fucking jerk. Come, I can just fucking let it go. Like my muscles release my orgasm.
She tried to teach me.
You haven't squirted yet. It's,
and she, I know she's going to be one,
so
the one to do it.
You'll do it.
You know,
one
but
day.
I just think I need to be alone with her in a room in a very relaxed setting. You
maybe
know,
with one camera, that's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Well, or no camera. I think there's more than one camera
in here. There's more than one camera?
Well, we have a few.
We're not even thinking about it.
There's cameras?
I'm just thinking, you know, relatively private, only one camera.
There's cameras in here?
Mm. Well, Aphrodisiac and I have decided that we should have a contest.
Like yes.
That they should have a contest on who can squirt the farthest, and we'll judge.
You know, you guys, this is what happens when you have armchair judges. Is you realize she just squirted twice.
Yes,
so
we mean at another time.
Oh, at another time.
Yes.
I see.
Like a squirt jerk.
Yes.
Look at you in your cute little new panties. You like those new panties now, see?
I want some
you
panties.
Do. See? You think you didn't like panties, and now you're a whole panty girl.
Sex and everybody.
Okay. So now the love mat has done its work. It actually was perfect for that. Yeah, there you go. You can have all of those now. You deserve them.
Yeah, just pick them out. And Dr. Susie, you got 8 minutes left.
All right. Well,
eight
that's time for another
eight
squirt.
Minutes.
Aphrodisiac, you ready to squirt now?
I'll make somebody squirt. I'm not squirting.
You're not squirting, you say, with your lollipop. You can eat that lollipop if you want.
Oh.
But if you're not going to really eat it, don't open it.
She's been fanning me with it.
Oh,
it's
okay,
very
yes.
Sexy.
And it is so hot, right.
And it's great for spanking, I think.
It's kind of like one of those New Orleans nights.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm. Hot summer nights where you just want to be naked.
Your panties are coming off there.
Yeah, they are, huh? Mm-hmm. Huh? Whoa, ooh, they are. You're right. Got these little panties that, you know, kind of tie around.
They're Oops. Very sexy. Very
that's,
sexy.
That's like Oops. Public access television.
Really?
But how much access?
But I'm glad you're my spotter there. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yes. The hall monitor has spoken.
Yeah. Yes, it's so funny that the hooker in the crowd is the most sort of prissy. And
oh, I'm far from prissy.
No. But, you know, you're I don't know, attention to detail.
She's
well, I guess because you've really got the guys in your presence.
Are those really mm-hmm. panties?
One thing to
what
have the guys
things?
In the screen far away.
Right.
It's another thing to have them right there with
yes.
you.
Yes. Hmm? One-on-one. He's what? Still hung up on your panties.
Are those really panties? Or
oh,
are they,
now they're...
Are they napkins?
No, no. These are panties. They just... Yeah.
Well, I'll say you just take them off. We've all taken our panties off.
Yeah. You might as well take them off at this
as
point.
Well. It's just like, it's like, it's like
yeah,
a loincloth
like
at this
no
point.
No point. Just.
They're,
it's a very sexy loincloth.
They're cute. Okay, talk amongst yourselves while I figure out how these panties work.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, fuck amongst yourselves.
All right, so... I think you need a new pair of panties, Doc.
Oh, yes. Well,
apparently you need more than degrees to figure out how to work yeah. that.
No, is it, they're very...
Your Yale degree is going to help you here. I can tell you that.
They'll teach you about panties at Yale.
They only teach you about the Yale panties.
Yes.
Panties 101. Here we go. They're. I think they're attached now.
I could just sit here okay. and watch you do that all day.
Yeah. Huh.
I like this show.
Okay. Where were we?
Just leave right. them off.
All right.
Okay, well, first of all, we've got about 4 minutes left,
mm-hmm.
so we have to find out where we can find all these luscious, delicious, deliciously nasty ladies on your webcams.
Okay, let's start with Sister Destiny.
Hey, hey, hey. if you guys want to see more of me, depends on what you want to see. If you want videos, photos, one-on-one time with me, you can go to destinydixon.com. It is an adult website, so you must be 18 or older. Or if you just want to interact with me live on cam and you're not interested in the memberships, I do shows on myfreecams.com.
You are such a great businesswoman.
She is.
Got it going on.
Thanks.
She is. She's my idol when it comes to being a businesswoman.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so where do we find you now?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
AngelaSummers.com. Summers with an O. SOMMERS. And also MyFreeCams. I do a lot of work on MyFreeCams with Destiny.
Good.
So, yes.
We have live lesbian shows all
we
week.
We do. Actually, we're coming up with a whole week of live lesbian shows together.
Lesbian
I'm
shows.
I'm going to be spending a week with her.
Oh.
You know,
and where do you live?
I live in L.A.
Oh, you do?
She's coming yep. to Scottsdale, and I'm we're also we're spending a week to choreograph. We're going to be going on tour together for some features.
Feature dancing.
I'm really excited.
Feature
we're
dancing.
Yes, so we're taking some classes
Burlesque,
together.
Oh, well,
hip-hop.
After the show, you should practice on the pole.
It's gorgeous. I'm bad at the pole, but I'm still learning the whole burlesque hip-hop part of it. But I've always liked dancing, but I've never been a dancer, and I've always loved watching dancers. Like
well, you'll wow
dancers.
And just squirt all over them.
Right? What if you can't? Where you can only wear pasties and keep your panties on. I can't squirt. I gotta learn how to do something
know.
Else.
Just yeah, it's
like I gotta learn how to dance.
It's also the fun about being sensual with dancing.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you worked on stage before. Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable fucking my private parts in front of people, like
behind
more than I am in dancing in front of people. I know it's weird,
but it's because on the internet it's a different story.
It is
on the internet. You don't
it's
see
completely
people
different story
when you do it in a whatever prostitution or if you're doing it in a you know a strip club and you're a dancer. You're facing these people face to face, so it's a totally different and totally different experience.
Exactly,
well, more of the rock star experience.
It's just different.
Well,
it's just
and
different.
When you're webcam therapist, yes. It's almost like you're a therapist when you're doing webcam.
Right, it's not.
when you're doing it's very
the
different.
Webcam's sensual though.
Yeah, it's sensual.
It's very like personal. You get to integrate with them, but it's different when you don't. It's the eye contact you're missing unless you're doing cam to cam.
It's such a different experience.
It's very different
when I switch.
So
over
many
from
ways
to.
Release.
Help guys to connect with you even though they can't really, you know, be your boyfriend.
Right.
See, and that's why you're sirens, because you call them, but can they really have you?
But do they really want us is the question.
Well, yes.
Can they really balls it up and
dangerous.
Want us?
I don't know. That's true.
A lot of them don't.
Yeah, you've got a point there. But most of them probably do. Most of them do. But, you know, they can't have you completely, so at least they can have a little bit of you.
A little bit. Yeah. They're comfortable. They're comfortable with a little bit.
Yeah.
They're comfortable with a little bit.
Mm. And you are, too.
Thank you.
Okay, Kiki Dare, where do we find you?
KikiDareLive.com, and Dare is spelled D-A-I-R-E.
Yes.
And if that doesn't work, then look me up on Stream8. Say hi to Kiki_Dare on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'd give you my Facebook, but they shut it down today. So that's
I think my Facebook actually did three times. Fuck Facebook.
Oh my gosh. Ladies, I've featured for years. If there's anything you'd like to ask me about, please do.
Awesome.
Oh, you're amazing. Oh, yeah.
I'm just getting into it. It's just another way I want to branch out with my fans and. And I like to dance, but I'm just kind of pushing my own limits because I've never done it. So I'm really excited.
Destiny is a woman who really always pushes her own limits.
I'm really excited.
And we got to move around.
Where
do we find you, Bethany?
Oh,
you can find me everywhere. it's mybethanystjames.com. You can keep up with my feature dance schedule. You can keep up with my public appearance schedule. Twitter is BethanyStJamesX.
You do feature dancing.
I do. I have for
so you
quite
take
some
it all
time.
On.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm jealous.
Get up on
I put on huge.
I
want
to see her naked.
Yes. I put on huge shows. Yeah, definitely come check out my website. It's actually being rebuilt. The next 2 weeks, I'll have brand new pictures that I just shot up today. So, good stuff. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to see more of you.
Me too.
Aphrodisiac, where do we find your cherry juice box?
Oh, scribbled on bathroom walls.
That's
awesome. I don't know. You can find me at Cherry Juice Box. It's my blog at Blogger, and that's actually 3 X's on box. And you can find me on Twitter as well, and that's Aphrodisiac with 2 underscores.
What's going on with that sucker over there?
Well, all right.
She's been fanning me with
give
it.
Give me another 1 minute and you'll find out.
Okay, well, the post show is yet to occur, but I want to thank all my beautiful sirens.
Thank you for having us.
This was so much fun.
I mean, sirens. An ocean of squirt from Sister Destiny and just seas of pleasure from all of you and beauty and just. And you are sirens. Most of us can't have you. And whether, you know, or not, that's a good thing or a bad thing, who knows. But we all want you so bad. And we're so grateful that you at least spent this time with us.
Thank you.
And thank my studio audience also.
Thank you.
I want to thank my studio audience. Very good.
Thank you so much.
And I want to thank my crew, including Prince Max and everybody else here, the Speakeasy Bonobo Gang. Thank you so much for helping to put all of this together every Saturday night. And thank you.
I have to say, Dr. Susie, you have an amazing
sex appeal
energy.
Where did you get it from?
You want to lick some lime sauce all off my nipples?
Yes, right over here.
You are captivating, and I'm sure you know this, obviously. But
no,
you,
I really need to hear it.
I just, you know what?
I really love to hear it.
So.
You have an amazing sexual.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, 27 my. Years.
You're not supposed
started
to. What are you talking about, 27
no,
years?
No, started in 1984 on radio.
That's freaking amazing.
Oh, okay,
that's
with
fucking
radio.
Awesome.
That's fucking
yeah.
awesome.
And
awesome.
In 27 yeah. years, she's missed maybe six shows.
I have to say, I walked in
maybe
here.
Maybe 12.
I walked in here.
This place is amazing. It looks like a fucking playland, like a sex dungeon.
Well, that's him.
Like a fucking beautiful sex dungeon. It is gorgeous. I love the decoration. I love you all. Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah, you guys are great. Great show.
Seriously, thank you.
And I would remind everybody, we have the Arab Spring. We're going to have an American Spring. We're going to have a spring everywhere because it's not about democracy. It's not about any of those things. But we are the foot soldiers. You are the foot soldiers that are changing the world through the internet.
Thank you.
Through
a
military technology. Thanks. And you have opened the curtains, and now it's all over.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All of us.
We're winning.
We are winning.
Winning! Sexual revolution! So, my darling viewer or listener, you guys in the cheap seats, I love you too. I want you to be good. I want you to try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Okay? Make like bonobos, not baboons. We didn't talk about bonobos this show, but bonobos are a very important part of what we are all about here at the Speakeasy, here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. We're all about the bonobo way. Bonobos are chimpanzees who are 98% genetically similar to humans, just like common chimps, but they have lots and lots of sex, and they never have been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. They're the make love, not war chimpanzees. They seem to use sex to diffuse violent tension. And the females are very, very powerful. The females, in fact, create this peaceful community partly by having so much sex with each other. And they establish a sisterhood or female solidarity that keeps the males from getting out of line. And the males are okay with this, because they're constantly getting laid. Okay, so you know, it's the bonobo way is the American spring and the world spring and the way of the future, and we must save the bonobos so they don't go extinct. Adopt a bonobo, and anytime you buy anything that has anything to do with the Dr. Susan Block Institute, whether it's telephone sex therapy or subscribing to drsusanblock.tv or getting a book. My book, by the way, is out on Kindle, 10 Commandments of Pleasure. So no excuses now. Only $1.99 on Kindle, so you can read it. So you know how to give pleasure. The power to give pleasure is the greatest power you have. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
If someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. Okay. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.